You're with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. Song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, all about you, could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single say. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you require. Oh no, you search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you.
Now it's time to hear from our regular speaker, the Reverend David Evans. Thanks, David.
In Isaiah 29, verse 11, God defines the attitude of his people to their relationship with him in these words from the text. And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote. When you turn to Matthew chapter 15, Jesus picks up Isaiah's words when dealing with the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And this is what he says. Then the scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honour your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, and then need not honour his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth, and honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. It seems that God has often detected a condition in his people called fake worship. We can go through all the forms of worship with pious words, everything sanitized for God's ears, but fail to see that the heart has not become engaged in its devotions to the Lord. This fakeness can extend also to what we believe, even as it did to the religious of Jesus' day. Note how Jesus nailed it by saying, you have made the commandments of God of no effect by your tradition, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. When it comes to worship, we often judge how successful it is by the great music and accompanied by modern manifestations of sound and light, or great pipe organ. Well did the sound writer nail it when he wrote the song, we're coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. Reaching the heart of worship is not exclusively found in singing the latest song or even the best-loved hymn. Many play up the preference of hymns over modern songs. They think that because a hymn was written long ago, it cannot have the same anointing as the latest songs, many of which refer to how I feel or what God has done for me. The idea behind many of the older hymns was that they were doctrinal statements and teaching through song. The Bible was hidden from the masses in Latin verbiage that died with the ancient Romans, so Luther and others wrote hymns that proclaimed the gospel in easy-to-understand terms. Today we list songs under either the heading of praise, when ascribing God, or worship, when seeking God. But when the forms of worship become the definition of worship, we can easily enter into fake worship, opening our lips to the words, but as the Bible puts it, drawing near to him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. Michael Shaw has referred to the words of Goldingay. Goldingay talks about how the heart of the book of Leviticus is thanksgiving and worship, and at the heart of their worship and thanksgiving is something alien to us, sacrifice. The problem with so much of our worship is that most of it does not engage with sacrifice. In Isaiah 58, the prophet talks about true and false worship. At the heart of false worship is that it is all about us, all about what God can do for us, a warm feeling of self-satisfaction. By contrast, true worship hurts because true worship changes things, not only for us, but also for others around us. The psalmist speaks about what he calls the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Sometimes, even though Paul said that we should give thanks in everything, it is hard for some to be thankful. It becomes a cost, as they can't dismiss whatever their pain might be. True worship has an outcome that is good for all. The imprisoned and the oppressed are set free, the hungry are fed, the naked are clothed. Most of our worship does not see any of this happen. Worship is more than just singing songs, and many would agree with that. But what is it? True worship is good news focused, but good news for who? Jesus uses Isaiah to highlight whom in Luke 4. Good news for the poor, the blind, and the oppressed. But too often our worship is focused on how we are feeling, not how the poor, the blind, and the oppressed are feeling. All too often they are placed at the back of our minds, as if they are in our minds at all. True worship cannot be stirred up with mere words alone. A worship leader must be a worshipper himself or herself. If, as the word tells us, that the Lord is enthroned in the praise of his people, we must commence our worship at home, in the prayer closet, as Jesus said, and find our worship in reading, often the word of God. I am sure all of us want to bring true worship to the Father, and what is true worship, or who are the true worshippers? Well, hear the words of Jesus to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. This passage emphasizes that genuine worship is not merely external rituals or forms, but a heartfelt connection with God through the Holy Spirit. The Samaritan woman at the well in John 4 had the view that the worship of God was tied to a place. For the Jew, it was at the temple in Jerusalem. To the Samaritans, it was at the meeting place on top of Mount Gerizim. Is it the Sunday meeting for us today? Jesus countered her view of that and made this wonderful statement in John 4:23-24. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Being led by the Spirit involves more than outward actions. It's about an inner transformation. Every true believer is guided by the Spirit of God, moving away from sin and towards paths of righteousness. So, as we worship, let's seek to be led by the Spirit, aligning our hearts with God's truth and seeking His presence, and making sure we worship Him in truth as well as Spirit, which means being well-versed in the Scriptures. We look forward to powerful worship in all of our lives as we truly come to really know our incredible God. Well, may God lead you into that kind of worship that will bring forth great manifestations of power in life to those round about us as we declare the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to a world that sorely needs it. My prayer is that God would bless you today in your worship time, as you either sing or don't sing, as you pray or don't pray, as you sit or don't sit, as you read His word and declare His word to those round about you. In everything, may we find an avenue for godly worship. May God bless you. Don Marsh and his team then with Hallowed Be Thy Name. We have still more music coming up.